This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, and John Kelly at Homeland Security were in Mexico City today for meetings with their counterparts. Judging by the comments at the post-meeting news conferences, things got a bit tense behind closed doors. President Trump has, among other things, as you know, said he wants to renegotiate NAFTA, which has raised economic eyebrows in industries on both sides of the border. Not, though, in energy, because oil and gas were specifically excluded from NAFTA. Mexico has been trying to modernize its energy sector of late with help from foreign companies, ExxonMobil among them, see also former CEO Tillerson, as I mentioned, by having those companies work with Pemex, the Mexican state-owned oil company. But as Lauren Madelon reports now from Mexico City, Pemex itself might have to be reformed before more American companies decide to invest.
Pemex Tower is unmistakable on Mexico City skyline. The nerve center of Mexican energy is a monument to oil and gas, when both produced massive income. No longer. When Mexico ushered in energy reform 3 years ago, inviting foreign players into the market for the first time since it was created in 1938, crude oil sold for $100 a barrel. Now it's worth about half that. Mexican energy analyst David Shields says low prices have revealed a host of problems at Pemex.
Because it is overstaffed, it is overdebted, and it has all kinds of burdens that it has inherited over the years. When oil prices were high, and high prices bring inefficiency, overspending.
Pemex finances are messy. The Mexican government keeps slashing its annual $20 billion budget while also using Pemex as a piggy bank, taking away money it does make to build schools, hospitals, and in one case, a baseball stadium. The credit rating agency Moody's has downgraded Pemex, making it harder for the company to borrow money. Jorge Piñon heads the Latin America Energy Program at the University of Texas at Austin. He says Pemex needs to cut the fat.
You have to swallow very unsavory medicine in order to take care of the patient's illness.
He says Pemex is taking its medicine, slashing jobs, dumping pension obligations. But he says changing Pemex's corporate culture won't be easy.
So when you have an institution like Pemex that for 75 years has been a state monopoly, it is inherently corrupt in the way that it does business.
Pemex acknowledges that some of its own workers may be stealing oil. It's hired a foreign company to set up surveillance cameras at its pipelines. Pemex says the current gas shortage in Mexico is in part caused by oil theft. Jose Manuel Carrera, Pemex Director of Business Development, says corruption is an issue.
It's a fact. We need to face it.
And there's something else, brazen nepotism, says Cleanto Leite. He runs the Mexico office of Brazil's Braskem, Latin America's largest petrochemical company.
With somebody retired, he could indicate that he wanted his son or his nephew or somebody from his family to take his post. This is absurd.
Pemex's Carrera says the company is working with its union to stop that practice. Despite these challenges, U.S. oil, gas, and electricity producers have entered Mexico's deregulated energy markets. ExxonMobil, Chevron, California Sempra Energy, and New York-based Blackstone, to name a few. Other U.S. companies have shown an interest. But former U.S. ambassador to Mexico, Antonio Garza, who now lives in Mexico, says they're unlikely to make a move until Pemex gets its books in order.
Does Pemex need to reform? I'd say you bet. And most Mexicans would say it should have been done yesterday.
Mexico's energy reserves have symbolized sovereignty and national pride, even before foreign companies were kicked out almost 80 years ago. Mismanagement was ignored when oil prices were high, but now there's a real urgency to modernize Pemex and bring in foreign capital and expertise to rescue it. In Mexico City, I'm Lorne Madelon for Marketplace.